We turn again to the 15th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, and we'll break in this evening at verse 13. You recall how Paul and Barnabas had gone up to Jerusalem to consult with the other apostles there, and there was a very marked and spirited discussion and disputation about the whole question of the heart or marrow of the gospel. And after Peter had delivered his soul, and in verse 11 had said, "We believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and not with the addition of circumcision or any other kind of condition, we shall be saved even as they." Then all the multitude kept silence, verse 12, and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, as they declared what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, verse 13, "Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, my judgment is that we trouble not them who from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they should abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. Forasmuch as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying, Ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which, when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.